Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Some late night Korean baseball going on. Actually, we got this Aussie rule stuff. St. Kilda's already up pretty big. All right, we'll get into the AFL after. I'll leave you a couple of picks here. I got a couple of games I like. Tony Finn with us for a couple of more moments. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Sirius XM Channel 159, talking NBA playoffs. So, Tony, you asked about the Mavericks and getting 1.5 in the series, plus 150. Dallas Mavericks, plus 1.5 games in the series, is plus 150. And I see a Dallas Mavericks plus 2.5, guys, at minus 160. And I think that is very tempting and attractive. That's the Luka factor here, where you're gambling. And even so, listen, you lose the series in 6, Tony, plus 2.5, you win the bet. I lose in 6. All I got to do is not lose in 5, and then you basically hope that Dallas can steal one or that Luka gets back sooner rather than later. I don't mind this bet, but what do you prefer, plus 150, 1.5, or minus 160, 2.5?
Out there is that if Luka doesn't come back, if he didn't come back before game 3, I'm feeling pretty good, especially if I can win the first 2 games on the road with Utah. I feel pretty darn good about that. Although 2.5 is tempting, I just don't like the minus 160. That's the difference. I like the plus 150, and so I would probably avoid that.
I don't mind the 160 because it's going to win.
Oh, there you go. If you guarantee it, I'm all in. I'm in.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, that's your business, right? And no one can really guarantee anything in life besides death. Besides death,
you're absolutely right.
The thing is, though, I don't mind laying a 160 in for a situation like this. Because, on the flip side, I'm also taking the Toronto Raptors to win the series in 6 games at plus 500, right? So there'll be some plus monies along the way where I'll be taking a shot at teams. And so let's get back to the Raptors and the Sixers.
Okay.
I think the Raptors win in 6. It could go 7, and then it's going to get dicey. Obviously, anything can happen in a game 7. But I think the Raptors can wear these guys out, and I think they can win in 6. Like I said, I think they can split in Philadelphia. They can win 2 in Toronto, or they're going to split 2 in Toronto, and they're going to be tied up at 2, all right? And then even then, that game 5 would be pivotal because whoever's up 3-2 would just be massive there. So I think the Raptors can steal a couple in Philadelphia. They played 4 times this year. The Raptors won 3 of them outright. They're 4-0 against the spread against these guys. They beat them twice since the Harden deal as well. They beat them last time they played in the playoffs. This is interesting too, Tony. Joel Embiid, as amazing as he is, in his career, he averages 21 points a game against the Raptors, which is the second lowest average against anyone he plays in the NBA. So the Raptors and Nick Nurse have been good at coming up with things to confuse them.
Yeah, he doesn't. Embiid's been very vocal about hating to play against the Raptors. Why? Because of how they play him. Defensively, they basically just all fold. They fold to the paint. And
yeah, you saw that?
The ball.
He said, I like what he said. He goes, they made me a better passer because they're... it was funny.
yeah.
We're kicking it with Tony Finn. It's level three. This is Sports Rage. I picked some players, officers, some people in the bus, and everybody else in between. We're going to talk some football before we're done here. But more Jeff Reinbold is going to join us. I am Morency, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to everybody in SoCal. Countdown to the NFL Draft is on. We're going to break it down with Coach Reinbold in a couple of minutes. And we'll be in Las Vegas. Stay tuned for the official announcements, showtimes, dates. And we're going to put together an event or two along the way. I think we should all go to the NFL fan experience, Tony. You want to go run and catch some passes and stuff like that?
I'm in. Show you I can throw the ball 30 yards.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we couldn't do it at the Super Bowl. We're too busy. They had the fan experience there, but I never got out there. Yeah, it's my one thing. I don't know. I think the fan experience is set up behind the link in the back type thing.
Right.
So behind the strip. And the draft is going to be all crazy and stuff, but that's sort of the one thing I want to do. I just want to – and this time, like I said, we were all business at the Super Bowl. I just want to go over to the fan experience hammered like a fan. Like, you know what I mean? I just want to get, I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to roll into the NFL fan experience, start punting footballs around the place.
We can probably make that happen. There's a few places here in town to get drunk. I know that.
Yeah, I think we can make it. I think you can probably find a spot. You're right. So what do you think about game one? I think if I like the Raptors in a series, I got to roll the dice and take the Raptors plus the 4.5 in game one. What's your take?
I already did. Take it. I took actually five. I got five, and I agree with you. The first game is in particular because of as long as they let this game, as long as they're more physical, the officials and the referees are more physical, Toronto's going to run. I mean, they love to run, and they got the second highest frequency of possession start and transition play, almost 19%, and they ranked fourth, almost 4 points. And position, you know, points added per 100 possessions, Gabe. And in truth, they're 15.8 points per fast break, third. That's third in the league. And Philadelphia does a very poor job of defending the fast break or transition game. Love Toronto out rebounding, love outrunning them, love outscoring them. Give me Toronto plus the points.
Tony Finn with us. All right, hang in here, Tony. We'll get you out here in a couple minutes. Let's take a look at the Saturday night series. Denver and Golden State. That's a live dog, I think. I think the Denver Nuggets are another live one in game one, plus the points and in the series as well. Bring it.
Agreed.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I gotta go down to the track. Put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
The bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
Oh, yeah. Late night anger management class. All right, everyone's ripping everybody all the time. The broadcaster. So, John Sterling got a home run call the other night. Now, I see there was another one in the Angel game here. I see the sound is down, but Twitter's lighting up here about it. And Twitter, I see Katie Nolan was trending earlier. And, yeah, you know what? Katie Nolan's entertaining and stuff. And I got no problem. And I'm very supportive of women in sports. And broadcasting. But at the same point in time, we've got a problem when somebody is getting paid money to do a Major League Baseball game on Apple TV, and they actually ask during the game if a batter, Tony, gets tagged on the helmet, if that counts, if the helmet is an extension of the body.
Yeah.
As I stated, I like Jesse Mendoza actually. So I don't even like bringing it up because I don't want to criticize women, but as a lot of women on Twitter are saying, this isn't good. Like, put a woman in that actually knows baseball. And Katie Nolan's a personality. I get it. She's good, right?
Yeah,
but leave her in her
She's
role,
pretty.
Man. Don't put her in the booth. No, it's not about being pretty, Tony. She's good at what she does.
No,
She's entertaining. But
no.
No, it's nothing to do with her looks.
Huge.
No, Tony. See, that's why I didn't bring it up. I didn't wish I didn't bring it up. It has nothing to do with her looks. Hip.
No, but
that's they're trying to be hip, Tony.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it comes down to.
Why does ESPN have the anchor girls on late night TV wearing dinner dresses? That's not entertaining.
Why are the men wearing suits?
No, come on now. That don't go there. That's no. I'm saying I quit watching ESPN late night because I'm not gonna say it's because
I don't want to watch her
trying to tell me what's going on in a dinner dress. Damn it. That's just me. I'm old school.
I don't know what to say to you, Tony. Besides, I don't know.
Well, don't. Just say, Tony, you're right.
No, like you're not. Like,
I'm not.
No,
I have a right to my opinion. I don't like seeing that. I don't think it's entertaining at all. So that's just me.
I don't know what world you live in and stuff. Like, to be honest, like I said, once again, I'm sorry I bring it up. Like, but as I was saying, you got to know the rules of the game. There's a difference, but I think you and I look at the world differently, Tony.
Maybe. I don't think we look at it that differently. I think we do.
Like I said, I had nothing to do with anyone's looks. I wasn't talking about anyone's looks. I was talking about knowing the rules of the game.
I understand that part. But if you want to argue or if you want to debate with me about whether these networks put on pretty
Yeah, like, I don't like someone in the chat is saying, Tony, I don't know, like, how to break this to you, but, like, baseball broadcasters aren't seen during the game, Tony. It's not like they're standing there in a bikini.
Did I say that? I said ESPN anchors. That's what I spoke to. I agree with you on that other part. Absolutely.
What are anchors? What do you think anchors should wear on TV, Tony?
Not dinner dresses. They can't hardly move.
What do you mean dinner dresses? What the hell? What's a dinner dress? What are you talking about? Like, what is a dinner dress? Like, I don't even know what that means. Like,
no. Then let's move. Let's go to the game. Let's go to this game because I'm not going to go here.
A dinner dress.
I know you know what a dinner dress is.
No,
you know what a dinner dress is.
I don't know. Like, yeah. So what, Tony? They should be wearing a turtleneck? That's what you want? Like, I don't really understand.
I'm saying that they're going to put a pretty girl. This is my in a nutshell. They'll put a pretty girl out there to get ratings, as opposed to a girl who is actually has played college basketball or knows. You just said it. You had one girl ask.
All day long is nothing but women that have played sports on TV.
Exactly. Exactly.
What do you mean exactly?
Exactly. You made my case. Do you think those girls that anchored ESPN, do you really believe that they played college basketball? There's plenty of girls that commentate and do color on ESPN that play.
Do you watch the network during the day though, Tony? So what? Like Lisa Leslie never played. Candace Parker never played basketball, right?
Lisa Leslie doesn't do an anchor on ESPN's Sports Center. That's what I'm talking about.
So what about a news anchor woman? And so how are they supposed to dress, Tony? Like I don't get the point of all this. Like What you're saying is you're an old school dude that you want men giving you the news, right?
Well, I would like someone telling me that has some aspect of physics and that tells me that the Earth is really round. It's not flat.
I wonder what you think. Like if the world honestly.
I have a hard time believing it's. I have a hard time believing it's flat. I mean, I'm not a physics major, but I have a hard time with that.
I was going to make a comment, and I get nothing but stupidity from you there. No, I'm not busting your balls.
What?
No, it's 2022, Tony. It's 2022. You're talking about, I don't want to see women in dinner dresses. I don't know. Like, what the hell does that mean, dinner dresses? Or what are
it
you
means
like?
That, like? It means that they put her on there to draw. Look, they could give a crap.
But who?
How much she knows about.
But who puts it? Like, that's like every network in the history of television, Tony. That's the way it works.
That's true. That's true. And I don't like it. Didn't like it then.
But you don't know that people don't know. I got to tell you, I know women that know a hell of a lot more about the NBA than you do. Hearing some of the takes you spit at me tonight. Yes. Yes, well, I know
take,
so.
Name one take that I was wrong about tonight.
You want me to go back in time? I wouldn't want to relive it. No, I don't live in this. I don't know. Like I said, like, I don't live in a, well, I don't know. I want a man doing this. Like, it's
that's not what
or,
I said. I don't want to see a man wearing
dress.
A dinner dress either. I don't want to see a man wearing a dinner dress either. But I don't, you know, I don't wear a suit to the basketball games that I go to. I don't own a suit.
Yeah, because okay, you're not on national television, Tony.
And when? When am I not on national? I'm on national. I'm on every post office wall in the United States.
You probably should be. You probably should be, actually. Probably are, actually, just in the Kansas area or something from like 50 years ago.
For my chauvinistic attitude alone, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're going to sell a lot of picks to women, Tony, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm never going to sell picks until I say the right thing. Damn right. I've known that for years. So it's okay with me. I'm okay.
You know what? I got to introduce you to someone. You would like them. Scott Wetzel.
Oh.
You should be on the Scott Wetzel show. You guys can reminisce about the good old Matlock days when women wore pants down to their ankles.
I'd like to go back further than that. I'd go to Perry Mason. Even go further back. Go to Perry. Smoking in the courtroom.
Like, I'm sorry I brought it. It's not my fault, though. Like, it's like you guys have your own thing, so I bring it up and, like, it's like, oh, all
right. I'm not sure what the point you're making. I don't want to see a girl wearing a dinner dress. I don't think, what's wrong with that, having that? I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
I said that somebody should know whether the helmet counts as an out or not.
That's
I wasn't talking
correct.
About dinner
I
dresses.
I
wasn't
agree.
Talking about dinner dresses.
Well, oh, my God. All right. Yeah, I'm wrong. I digress. I'm wrong about everything. I'm wrong about everything except for everything else I said tonight.
You're wrong about, I don't know about your picks, but everything else. Everything else is.
Jansen.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
4-0 tonight, baby. 4-0. 12-3 in baseball so far.
All right, Tony.
There you go. I'll be wrong
Tony.
From this point forward.
Tony Finn. Go avoid the dinner dresses. Dinner dresses. I know what a dinner roll is. Dinner dress.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Pips, the players, the hustlers, the people above some, and everybody else in between. We're fired up, man. It's the NBA playoffs. It's the NFL draft. We've got football on Saturday night with the USFL and the CFL. Campaign is right around the corner. Let's bring in a man who's he's got a little bit of a piece of everything of what's coming up by here. Mr. Football himself, Coach Jeff Reinbold, special teams coordinator of the Montreal Alouettes. Coach, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Hey, man, I was going to come live from the beach today, but they're setting up for a reggae band out there, and I didn't think we're going to be able to. You wouldn't be able to hear me, but hey, any time I can get what you gave is good.
Hey, nothing wrong with a reggae show on the beach in Hawaii, my man. But listen, you're gonna be in Sin City in a couple of weeks, and so are we. Actually, less than 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. I'm stoked to hear that you're gonna be there with Sky Sports. And tell everybody, because you know you're a coach, but you also break down the NFL. You're a coach in the CFL, but you also break down the NFL for Sky Sports, and you've been doing it for years. How many years have you been doing this for?
I guess it's been about almost a dozen now, and you know, the game has expanded so much. Once we started getting NFL games in England, in the UK, it's just blown up. And you know, the coverage now, Sky has its own dedicated NFL channel, and you know, I've been lucky enough to be a part of that. It's a great thing. We're going to the draft. We do training camp tours. I mean, we get great coverage because there's the knowledge of fans around the world is underestimated. Us as Americans, you know, we think that, you know, and we did invent the game, but I tell you what, the people around the world have embraced it, and you see, you know, football everywhere.
As a sports bettor, coach, and as a diehard fan, I respect people's opinions everywhere in the same sense that there's guys in London saying, oh, what the hell do they know about Manchester United in New York? Well, there's guys in New York that are diehard Man U fans, right? And you can't discount somebody and their knowledge because of where they're from. How long do you think it is, coach, before there is an NFL team in London? It seems inevitable, doesn't it, down the road?
Well, Gabe, I think you were right on it with there is going to be a team in London at some point. I think COVID, you know, the 2 years of COVID kind of knocked it back a notch. And now the NFL has expanded their reach in terms of, you know, now we're playing games. There'll be two games in Germany next year. You know, we're going to have our games in England. There's going to be games in Mexico. So the NFL is looking around the world. And, you know, what's really interesting is the NFL is, they're so smart as a business. They've given the teams the opportunity to basically lay claim to areas of the globe for marketing purposes. So, for example, Kansas City, Tampa Bay will probably play in Munich next year because both of those teams have marketing rights in Germany. So it's a globalization of the game.
Now, coach, you've actually coached in Germany before. Let me ask you about the USFL because you've been around a long time. You're a football lifer, but you've stayed away from some of the new leagues that have come and gone. Is that a gut instinct that, you know, you're like, you know what? Because I always tell people this. I'm like, hey, man, you know, a lot of leagues have come and gone, man. The CFL is still standing, coach, right? 150 years plus, your longest standing pro league. And a lot of leagues have come and gone, and there's basically NFL football, NCAA football, and CFL football. So, you know, with the XFLs and the alliances and all this, I know they've called you. How come you've never said no, and you haven't gone that route before?
You know, that's an interesting question because when I was in NFL Europe, the XFL, the original XFL, came to be. And, you know, McMahon pirated coaches from NFL Europe. And Galen Hall was our head coach with the Rhine. We just won a championship and World Bowl championship. Danny Werfel was our quarterback. And Galen got the job in Orlando and, you know, he said, you want to go? And, you know, I just didn't fit. It just didn't feel right to me. And then when the XFL came back again, June Jones, who I'm very close with, tried to get me to go to Houston. And that was tough because he's a friend of mine to say no. And now with the USFL, Bart Andrus has asked me to go to New Jersey with him. And I just don't, at this point in my life, you know, I've been through the expansion thing. I've been through the startup deal. And I don't, you know, that's just not something that appeals to me. I've got such a great situation in the CFL. You know, I can coach all year. I live in Hawaii. I can do my TV thing. It's really, really a great situation I have. So it's nothing against those leagues or those coaches because they're great leagues and opportunities for guys to get work. But the reality of it is, you know, those startups are tough. And you're right, man. The NFL gobbles up everything, all competition. And what some of these leagues have tried to do, and it's interesting to see what the X is doing now, trying to partnership with the NFL in terms of player development. That's one area where I think there is a future for these leagues because the NFL recognizes that they do need to continue to grow talent.
It's a tough spot, isn't it? And I brought it up. The Alliance League was pretty good, coach. You know, it was pretty good football. They started up, like, from scratch. It was like, wow, this is some pretty high-level football that these guys are playing. But the problem was, to get high-level football, you got to pay players. And the pockets weren't deep enough. It's like a mini-pyramid scheme, right, from week to week. Right. It was a great vision. They didn't have it. And then, conversely, I look at the USFL, and, hey, they got a great TV package and all this. But I wonder, like, you know, you can't spend a ton of money on players. It's almost like MMA promotions. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're going to take on a UFC and stuff, and you overpay a bunch of guys and it doesn't work, or you don't pay anybody and the talent isn't good enough. But how do you think the USFL plays out, coach?
Well, I think the reality of it is that the United States particularly has an you know, unquenched thirst for the game, right? I mean, especially in that spring window where, you know, there is no football on TV. And, you know, television drives the game. I mean, if Pete Rozelle hadn't done what he did with television back in the 60s and 70s, the NFL would still be what it was, which was a good pro league, but not, I mean, it was behind Major League Baseball. And, you know, now it's the preeminent sports league in the world. Why? Because of television. So as long as they've got TV, they've got a chance. What I think you hit on, Gabe, is player development is so important, right? There's 32 teams. They have 53-man rosters and 10-man practice rosters. So that's 63 guys times 32. That's not a lot of people. As many guys are playing the game. And they've got problems at positions developing players. Quarterback is one. Offensive line is another. There just aren't enough opportunities for these guys to play. And so these startup leagues, if they're done correctly and you're not worried about having stars, you're worried about developing players, then you got a chance because there's a million guys that want to play. I mean, a million guys. And, you know, I think the wrong thing to do is go the way that the old USFL did, where they started to, you know, they brought in Jim Kick and they pirated the NFL for older players and had to overpay them. And, you know, they priced themselves out of business. If you can make it a developmental league, because there are so many good young players coming around, and now they're more and more from around the world. You look at the, you know, Effie Obada, who's an English kid playing in the NFL. He's about a 4-5, 6-year veteran in the NFL. They're from all over the world now. And the talent pool is deeper, and the opportunities are small. So, again, it's more opportunities for coaches, it's more opportunities for players. The NFL got to look at it for this reason. They're getting blasted right now on diversity, right? Opportunities for black head coaches.
Yeah.
Right? That's another opportunity for
the USFL has showed them up on this pretty well, actually. Hey, Coach, honestly, they really have. Like, they made a statement. Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to tell you something. The XFL, if you look at the guys that the XFL has hired, you know, Rod Woodson and a number of guys that have played in the NFL, but are Hines Ward, young black guys that have played in the
Kirby
league.
Kirby Wilson, a guy that's never been a coach, a head coach, right? Running backs coach forever. Kirby Wilson, yeah.
And so those guys are going to get an opportunity, and I think that's good. And again, the NFL. It's a tough deal, man. I mean, that diversity issue, you know, it gets all thrown on the NFL, but it's the owners. The owners, and I saw that Leslie Frazier said this the other day. There needs to be a gigantic change of heart amongst the owners. And, you know, until that changes, the NFL's just got to keep producing opportunities for these guys to prove they can do it. And I think these developmental leagues can fit that need. Here's the thing. Gabe, back when we had NFL Europe, you couldn't become an official in the National Football League unless you came through NFL Europe, because the college game is nowhere near as fast as the NFL game is. And so the best bridge to the NFL was NFL Europe for officials. And then you look at film guys, equipment guys, trainers, all that. It's a developmental ground.
That's a great point, Coach. It's more than just players, right? You need refs. You need trainers. You need everybody, right? It's a whole collective. Yeah. It's like a rock tour. It's more than just the guys on the stage. It's a great point.
Yeah, you need the roadies, too, man. You can't have a
lead guitarist. That's what the USFL's doing. It's sort of, you know what? You look, Coach, it's like the NBA is a pretty sharp. You know what I mean? They get it all the time. They seem to be ahead of everybody. And look what they did. They realized the G League. And then they paid players. They paid players well, right? And they said, all right, because there is a gap in between the NBA and college. And it's too bad, because how many players that are good enough to play do get lost in the shuffle. But we're up against it here, Coach. On the other side, let's get into the NFL draft. A couple of guys I want to throw at you and get your feel now that we're less than 2 weeks away. And word on the street is, I'm going to see, Coach is a busy man. If we can work through his people, he might be able to join us at the MGM at some point in Vegas, which is going to be off the hook. It's going to be nuts. Man, Coach, they're expecting maybe 750,000 people, man. It's going to be nuts. All right, so the Friday Night Free Show, we'll talk NFL draft on the other.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Side with Coach Jeff Reinbold, the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Friday Night Pre-Show, the countdown is on. We're fired up. Raptors, Sixers, Grizzlies, T-Wolves. Let's do this thing. When the countdown is on, the National Football League draft. I've got CFL fever right now. We're stoked for the USFL, and we're stoked to be breaking it down with the coach right now, Coach Jeff Reinbold, special team coordinator of the Montreal Alouettes. But he covers the NFL for Sky Sports, and he'll be in Las Vegas for the upcoming NFL draft. And, Coach, wow. I mean, the draft, and I were just kidding about Lollapaloozas and big rock shows and all this, but, man, the draft used to be Radio City Music Hall, and, you know, and that was the thing. And it's turned into, you know, basically, you know, Woodstock, Lollapalooza, whatever, Vans Warped, whatever you want to call it, man. NASCAR. It's like all rolled into one. And I know the Super Bowl is going to Vegas. And I said, this is bigger. And someone said, well, how can this, the draft, be bigger than the Super Bowl? Because I said, fans, number one, the Super Bowl's not free. The draft is. Number two, the Super Bowl ain't free outside. Free, the draft is. And fans from every team don't go to the Super Bowl. It's not like the Great Cup where there's representation, you know what I mean? Everybody is going, man. Like, everybody's going to be their coach. Like, seriously, they're expecting over 500,000 people at minimum for the NFL draft in Vegas.
You know what, bro? It's like a Grateful Dead show.
Yeah, it really is.
Because, I mean, it's like, here they come, man. Just like this tribe of NFL fans descend on this city. I remember when we had it in Chicago, and I think they had
that was the start of it. You're right.
Yeah. They had 300,000 people in Grant Park, man. And it really is. That's as close as you can say. It's like Woodstock with everybody wearing NFL jerseys.
Woodstock with less weed.
Yeah.
Although, I think there'll still be some, actually, in Vegas.
Yeah, it's Vegas.
So, Coach, listen, before we get actually into the draft, let me ask you, are you a Baker guy, Baker Mayfield? How do you feel about him right now, and what's the best place for him? Because to me, I don't know if Seattle is just waiting this out and thinking, you know what, you know, we'll squeeze Cleveland on this as the draft approaches. But, Coach, I don't need to tell you, Baker's under contract for $18.5 million. Yeah, Deshaun Watson's there, so they don't have a choice. They don't have a choice. This is going to have to be resolved. A lot of people are bringing Carolina up as of late, but to me, Baker can sort of run the same offense you were running with Russell Wilson. There's a lot of similarities between the two of them. I'm not the president of the Baker Mayfield fan club, Coach, but the kid was playing with a torn labrum. He listens to outside noise too much. He's got to tune out. I'd get him some, like, those earbuds that just don't read anything, don't listen to anybody. Just play football, kid. But how do you feel about Baker, and what do you think about him in Seattle, Carolina? What would you do? How do you see this playing out?
Well, you know, I think when you look at the player, he has some things that he does extremely well. He's an incredible competitor. He has enough arm. He's got athleticism. You know, he has mobility in the pocket. He can do a number of things for you. He functions better in a system where he doesn't have to be the guy. He just has to make the plays, right? So if you can run the ball, play action, let him play, you know, and get him on the perimeter, because he's not a big guy. You know, he's not a guy in my mind that you want to, you know, have thrown from the pocket 45 times to try and win the game. He's not a Joe Burrow. He's not that kind of guy. But that doesn't mean he can't play. I like him for his toughness. I like him for his competitiveness. I mean, to play with what he played with last year is you know, I think, a heroic thing, right? I mean, the guy's out there and he is busted up. And, you know, he took the heat in Cleveland for there weren't a lot of guys in Cleveland that played well last year. But it seemed like he was the lightning rod. And his personality, I think, is the reason for that. And I agree with you, what you're saying about, hey, man, just play the game. But if you remember back to his college days, that's what he was like in college, too. If you remember the incident, you know, where he allegedly flipped off the Texas sideline and all that stuff. He's that kind of competitor.
But, Coach, now, I said this. You've been around guys like this, Coach, but I said this. If you're going to love the progressive commercials when you don't really deserve it and you're getting all this money and you're going to love the adulation, you can't hate the critics then after, right, Coach? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you're never as good as they say you are, and you're never as bad. He seems to roll with it. He loves it, and he puffs his chest out when people love him, and in a second the criticism comes, he can't handle it, and you can't be that type of person to be an NFL quarterback.
No, because when you're an NFL quarterback, you're going to get criticized. I don't care who you are and how many games you won and all that other stuff. Again, go back to what Bill Parcells said to Tony Romo when Tony was getting – it was time now for him to ascend to the starting role. He said, don't be a celebrity quarterback, right? And what he was saying was, take care of your business first. Let your business do the speaking. And, you know, this is the challenge – but this is the challenge that – a lot of young players have, right? Because they want it all. They want the commercial. They want the adulation. They want the superstardom. They want all those things. Well, then you have to accept what comes with that, too. And that is you're a target. I mean, you are a target, especially when you have as brash and as, you know, I wouldn't say arrogant because I don't think he's arrogant, but he's very, very self-confident. And, again, he's like a lot of athletes. And he didn't get to be, the guy that went from walk-on to first pick in the National Football League draft without some ability, faith in his own ability.
Coach Jeff Reinbold with us. Coach, let me ask you about Kayvon Thibodeau. I'm looking at the mock drafts and I see a constant comment about him is some question his passion for football. And I find it, I always get a kick out of someone that never played football before, typing on a keyboard, talking about some kid's passion for football when the kid's played football his whole life and has put his life into it. I don't know if it's, smoke screen and this and that and all the other stuff, but what's your take on Kayvon Thibodeau? And, there seems to be a lot of – there's a smear campaign going on, and I think it's more media stuff than reality. I think he's going top five, but what's your opinion on Thibodeau? Does he take plays off too much?
Well, again, I mean, go back to think about almost every pass rusher you can think of, Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, those guys are the same thing, right? They didn't play hard all the time. And I'll be honest with you, there are very, very few that play hard all the time, right? There are some, but they're difference makers. I mean, they're different guys. So if you're going to criticize this kid, right, based on what? Based on how much film have you watched? Or is this the narrative that's out there and you just jump on the narrative because it sounds good? Right. Here's the other thing. And you kind of went that way. And I'm going to go that way the whole way is it's lying season right now. Right. It's nobody telling the truth. Because it doesn't do any club any good to tell the truth.
We love the kid. We really hope we can take him. No, he's got a lot of personal issues. There's a lot of stuff we don't like.
but think about what the Lions did yesterday. Right. Kenny Pickett. They bring him in for a visit. Now, they may really love him and bring him in because they're legitimately thinking about taking him with the second pick, or they're trying to make other people think that now we're going to have to trade up to get him. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And now the Lions. So that's the strategy that's going on right now. And they're putting it's so much disinformation and, put this out there, put that out there. And this is how the Adam Schefters and those guys get their stories, get their scoops, because they'll be the mouthpiece for a club or for, right now. And then they'll call their marker in later. Yeah, exactly.
And I brought it up, Coach, last night, actually. I brought this up. I said, number one, whoever's repping Aiden Hutchinson and the company that he signed with, they're doing a great effing job. They got him on ESPN. They got him on Rich Eisen. He projects like a number one pick, right? He walks in the room. It's almost like he's been coached. Like, let's put him out there, right? It's like you're trying to sell a house. I don't want to be cold about it, but we got to make this house look as cool and as in demand as we can. And Kayvon, on the other hand, no fault of his own, but even at the combine, you know what I mean? I didn't meet with this team. I didn't show up here or there. Just, I don't think this is his fault, but they seem to just sort of say, yo, whatever. You got to sell yourself, Coach Riley. I just said, I really want to bring this up to you. There's gamesmanship. If you're a GM, you got to know what other teams are doing. If you're a player, you got to be selling yourself and hustling yourself out here. There's a lot of gamesmanship going on here, Coach. And I just think Kayvon's people could be doing a better job pimping them up here right now.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you look at London yesterday, has his pro day and doesn't run.
Yeah, look at the hype he's getting.
Yeah, and so the question, why doesn't he not run his 40? Because the question is, the one thing about him is he's long, he can jump, he's a great contested ball receiver, all that stuff. The question is his speed. So what does agent say? Don't run. You know, don't run. And, you know, if you don't run, then, yeah, they can say, well, he didn't run, and, you know, maybe ding him a few points for that. But if he goes out there and runs 4.75, you know, then he's going to lose. He might lose a round. So it's all of that stuff that the guys who are handled well. Let me say this, Gabe. When you go into the interview rooms now, what comes into the room is somebody that's been, if he's got a good agent, he's been polished and put through mock interview after mock interview after mock interview and filmed and showed the film of him at the desk, you know, now you got to look in their eye here. Don't, you know, this is a nervous. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the job that the agent has, because he, just like you said, he's got to project his guy better.
That's a great point, Coach. So I love talking to you. Like, you got to tell a guy, listen, when you go in here, man, you better look Tomlin in the eye. He gets pissed if you don't. Little things like that, right?
Yeah, and like every single guy, if you're a good agent, right, you're going to have a book on who's in that room with that kid, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to say, okay, Mike Tannenbaum, for example, is a big fan of such and such or doesn't like such and such. So stay away from that. Try and work this into the conversation, right? And you know, that's the game that they're playing. This is a multi-million dollar
exactly.
business, baby. We're going to Vegas in 2 weeks, and we're going to go to the craps table, and we're going to roll that dice. And I need the best odds I can get.
Well, I put my money down. I rolled the dice, and we got about a minute here, Coach. Man, time's flying by. But Kayvon Thibodeau, I say he's going top five. I don't see how he gets through the top five, Coach. You agree or disagree with that?
I think there's no question. When you look at the first round, right? Half of the teams in the first round have an edge need, right?
Yeah.
Half of the teams, and if you look at the edge players, right, he's got to be in the top three of that bunch. Now, the only thing that'll keep him out of the top five is if a run starts on a position, right? You see what I'm saying? So that's where a guy
can
fall.
Yeah, if somebody surprises someone and grabs Evan Neal early and they're like, oh, boy, we got to grab a Ekwonu now.
Exactly, because, then Ekwonu's gone. Shit, we got to go get Cross because we need to tackle, right? So, you know, that's how
it's going to be fun.
and you and me will be there.
It's going to be awesome, Coach. Love you, bro. And can't wait for the start of the CFL season as well. But NFL draft, let's do this. Coach Jeff Reimbold. Coach, when do you guys, when's camp start for the Alouettes? You guys must got to be around the corner.
I'm going to fly from Vegas back to Montreal, and then we're in camp 2 weeks later. So.
Damn
like
right.
I said, I got a great, great situation. I can get a way to do that, so I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, it's always a it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, Coach.
Anytime, brother. I'll see you in Vegas.
There's Coach Jeff Reimbold with us. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not!
like that Aga Master class. It's all about fighting tonight. I got into it with, what's up, Martin Cortez? Who started this? Some dude we've never seen before. Said, oh, the NFL will never go to London. Not only, what do you mean never go to London? You think they've been going to London all these years and playing these exhibition games and those these regular season games for fun? It's like Homer Simpson says to Bart, did I take, what do you think I took you to police academy for? Was anybody laughing? No? Did you see anybody laughing? What the hell do you think I went to police academy for? When Bart got caught stealing? I thought I brought you up right. What the hell did I take you to police academy for? The movie. I'm sure a lot of you guys don't know the movie Police Academy now. But it's all right. It's all right. Even for the dude that started all this dumb conversation. And I got all mad and calling people out. But it's all right. But yes, they will be going to London eventually. Yes, they will. All right, so enough of this crap. Man, there's been a lot of arguing about things I didn't want to talk about tonight with people. Picks. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Rage. I did a video at Sports Grid's Twitter account. They're going to post it in the morning, I guess, of all my my NBA action. But I'll tell you right now, I'm going to roll the dice with the Dallas Mavericks. Small play plus the 5 points in the morning. I like the Memphis Grizzlies -1.5 in the series. I don't have to worry about playing tomorrow. I'm going to lay -1.5. I think the Grizzlies win a series in 5 or 6 games. I'm going to take the Toronto Raptors +1.5 in the series and the Toronto Raptors +4.5 points. And I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets plus the points tomorrow night. Matthias, there's UFC. Man, there's a ton of stuff going on. Be quick. 10 seconds. What's your best bet tomorrow? Give us the main event. Don't give us some, like, prelim pick that's going to lose. Main event pick. What do you got?
I think this Luke, knocks out Bilal Muhammad again.
All right. Luke. There you go. Nice and sweet. There you go. Luke. Yeah, don't give me some fight that no one knows who he is. On the Facebook fights. I know they don't have that anymore. Remember these Facebook fights. I swear, I remember our guy, poor Joey Odessa, man. He lost, like... He lost like 28 Facebook fights in a row. Other than that, you're on your own. We the North. Go Raps. Later.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.